1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Snow continues in the northwest and central mountains and higher valleys along the divide into early afternoon. I-70 over Vail Pass was closed for safety concerns this morning. Drier weather returns later today. West central and southwest Colorado expecting drier conditions and milder temperatures. Highs today near and slightly above normal. Highway 160 east of Durango is open after a hazmat crash shut it down for hours yesterday. A semi carrying liquid natural gas rolled just after 11 o'clock yesterday morning, sending the driver to the hospital and forcing evacuations of nearby homes. The road finally reopened just before 7:30 last night. The Return to Nature funeral home owners are facing more charges. John and Carrie Halford indicted by a federal grand jury for allegedly defrauding their funeral home clients and $880,000 in COVID relief fraud. The couple is also facing more than 200 state counts of corpse abuse, money laundering, forgery, and theft. Grand Valley Transit is making it easier to pay fares with mobile ticketing. To use mobile ticketing, download the Token Transit app and link a credit or debit card. GVT did a soft launch of the app earlier this month and has gotten good feedback. The app will go live for all riders beginning May 1st. Denver International Airport has dropped in rank among the world's busiest airports. Preliminary rankings this week put DIA the third busiest in the U.S. and sixth busiest in the world. The Denver Business Journal says before the new rankings, the highest showing for DIA came in 2021 and 2022. DIA ranked third in the country and third in the world both years. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.